And welcome back to the We Are VA Experts. We get to talk to Clayton Gitz of Mission Realty, powered by eXp Realty. Talk to him, you know, about once a month, see how things are going, checking in. I got to ask you, Clayton. First of all, I'm glad to see you in person.
Good to see you.
I talk about you all the time on the radio. To see you in person is a real treat.
Great to be here.
What I think is concerning for a lot of people is the news that interest rates keep inching up. And in some cases, it's not inching up. It's what you could have afforded 2 years ago when you and I really were talking on a regular basis, compared to what you can afford now is problematic, and the cost month to month. What are you seeing in your business rate-wise?
Yeah, so that's the biggest concern for people right now, and obviously the Fed is you know doing what they're doing to try to control the inflation that that our government created. So what we're seeing is average mortgage rates today are hovering right around 6.43%. And to give you to compare that to where we were 1 year ago, mortgage rates are up 53.7% from the average mortgage was, you know, monthly cost was about $1,265 a year ago. Today it's $1,944 for the same house.
Wow.
So that is where people are being removed from the market, or they're having to, you know, whereas maybe 6 months ago they were looking at homes that were in the $300,000 to $400,000 range. Now they're trying to find homes that are in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. So it's like going and driving a Porsche, and then all of a sudden you're told you have to go buy a Subaru. It's not easy for buyers right now because of these high interest rates.
How does that impact you as a real estate agent? Because I would imagine a lot of people say, well, you know what? I can't upgrade right now, so I'm just going to stay right here, stops the pipeline for you.
Yeah, you certainly have a segment of the population that are doing that, and I understand that. But you also have a segment of the population that have to buy, that need to buy. There are plenty of buyers out there that are buying. We talked about this last time, John, that are buying today, and then they're just going to refinance down the road. Because historically, you know, if you look at the pattern, there are always patterns if you really look at the data. And historically, what the Fed has done to try to curb inflation is they increase rates, right? Well, then what happens to the economy? We're seeing it right now, with the stock market and housing. Well, then the Fed reverses course. So the good news on the horizon is that most of the data analytics firms out there are saying that there is a reprieve in 2023. It looks like in first quarter, rates are going to this is where they are thinking they're going, is rates are going to move back down to an average of 5.4%. And then third quarter of 2023, it's looking like they're going to move back down to about 5%. So the people that are buying today, They're just going to refinance.
Yeah. You know, if they can make it for the next six months.
But again, like this, you know, we were talking about this, you know, pre-show here, is that a lot of these data analytics firms that we trust and rely on, things are moving so fast that they're having a difficult time keeping up. So there's no telling where mortgage rates are going to be, you know, a year from now.
Yeah. Right? You don't want to buy something you can't afford.
Well, that's right.
Because you may not be able to refi.
With the expectation that you're going to refinance, that's right. This very well may be a deal, these interest rates. We don't know. You know, a year from now, they could be higher. We just don't know.
That's scary to think about. Yeah. One of the things I always talk to you about is housing prices. And for a while there, gosh, everybody you were bringing in to purchase had contingency clauses, where the escalation clauses. Mm-hmm. Are you still seeing that same type of competition for homes?
No. So that's definitely decreased. All the competition has decreased. The interesting thing is, home sellers are kind of digging their heels in right now. Homeowners are digging their heels in, and they're saying no for now. So I think that's going to change as buyers, as they start to lose opportunities, right? But they're kind of digging their heels in. Right, that's what we're seeing on the ground here in Richmond. So home prices are actually expected to rise by 2.5%. If you look at, the data that I look at is kind of pulling in, you know, 5, 6, or 7 of the bigger data analytics firms, and all but two. Now, two have changed course and said that prices may actually reverse course in 2023. But the other big ones are all saying they're expecting home prices to rise by an average of 2.5% next year.
Would you advise someone, if they're ready to move, if this was, you know, on their radar for the last 2 years, to put their house into the market? I mean, you've said that there's low inventory, so it can't be a bad time to sell,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And this is why I think it's so important to have a trusted advisor, because everyone's situation is different. So if I'm talking to somebody and based on their circumstances, it's just not in their best interest to sell their house, then we're going to tell them that, right? So to answer your question, no, not for everybody. But there are certainly some situations where I still think real estate's the number one investment vehicle out there.
Yeah.
I'm biased. I'm a realtor, but my wife and I invest heavily today in real estate. We're buying actively as much investment property as we can get our hands on, because it's the best investment vehicle, not only from a long-term wealth, building wealth preservation, but also from a tax, a tax advantage standpoint as well. So we're still advising people to buy if it makes sense for their individual unique situation.
Right. Let me ask you about the lending standards, mm-hmm. because you know what's in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. And I suffered during 2008.
Yeah, a lot of people.
When the bubble burst, mm-hmm. I didn't lose my house, but I lost my job, mm-hmm. because so many companies were tied into this entire economic situation that collapsed.
Yeah.
And I think this one's stable, but I'm worried about mm-hmm. this. We're not going to give random people's substandard setups again where they can screw up the entire economy, are we?
No, that's correct. And it's interesting. I think we are going to see another kind of job displacement. I mean, that's what the data, I mean, people are cutting, they're cutting, businesses are cutting costs.
Right.
I don't think you have anything to worry about, John.
Check the ratings.
Everybody loves
every
you.
Day.
but the lending standards compared to where they were back in, pre financial, collapse in 2008, the lending standards are still under tight control. So it's not looking like we're going to have a repeat.
Yeah. Is there any place in Central Virginia that's crazy super hot or crazy super cold right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's all of the areas that have always been consistently super, super hot. They're still super hot, So that hasn't changed, and I don't think that's just because supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
So all the areas that about, the city has always been, we've talked about this over and over again, with what happened in the city, over the past few years, but it's still tremendous.
People still want to live there.
Tremendous, huh. Yeah. There's just tremendous demand and still a very limited supply. So that's why most of these data analytic companies are saying that home prices are going to appreciate next year and for the foreseeable future, is because we don't have enough inventory. And if you're out there looking for homes right now, you know that to be true.
Yeah.
Like, there's just not a lot to pick from.
Yeah. That's what gives me hope about the city of Richmond. You're very good about never getting into politics, and I admire that and respect that. But I'm very worried about the future of the city, and the fact that the housing market continues to be strong says to me we're not Detroit yet. Mm-hmm. People still want these houses. They still want to live in the city, and that means maybe we can get through this rough patch and get to a better place.
That's right.
On a lot of different levels.
Well, that's right. And something, interesting, again, I'm a fan of history, so I read a lot of history and try to look at trends. And back in 2006, 2007, when the market really started to shift here, what we were doing as a company is we were pivoting, because we were looking at the rest of the country and all of these, you look out west and in the Northeast, and foreclosures were, dumping into the market and short sales. So we actually pivoted as a company and moved in that direction, but it was a mistake, because the market in Richmond compared to the rest of the country was actually relatively stable. And so I think that has a lot to do with, we're still a destination. People still want to come here. They still want to live here. Jobs are still, they're still right now, they're still
available.
You can work. That's right.
And if you can't work here, you can get on the train or get on the highway and get
exactly
to DC.
Right. That's a great point, John. Yeah. And so, I think that we're somewhat insulated compared to some of the craziness that's going on in the rest of the country as far as home prices are concerned.
All right. Before we run out of time, what advice are you giving people who are on the edge about whether they want to buy or sell right now? What's the checklist in their heads they should walk through?
Yeah, again, I think that you should talk to somebody that you trust that is in the trenches every day. I mean, we've got a team of 50 agents and staff that are out there every day working with home buyers and sellers. And it is not our objective to to sell, you know, to tell everybody they need to sell their house, or to tell every, you know, client that they need to buy a house. Our objective is to determine, based on your unique circumstances, is this a good idea for you? And also looking at the, you know, giving you the data and giving you the information so that you can make the best decision for you and for your family. So, you know, that's really the bottom line, is making sure that we're doing right by our clients.
Yeah. Well, that's refreshing to hear. You know, my dad used to go in and we'd talk to the surgeon, and at the end of it, he would say, the surgeon's always going to tell you you need surgery. So to hear a real estate agent say, I might tell you just to pause for a little bit, it's kind of refreshing. That's one of the reasons I've enjoyed talking to you over the years, Clayton, is I feel like I'm getting a, you know, kind of a straight assessment of what's happening. Clayton Getz, and it's Mission Realty. If you want to talk to them, of course, I tell you this every day on the radio, it's 545-4440. 545-4440. And of course, you can read up on Clayton's story. It's a pretty remarkable story about how he's built this business and the folks he has working for him at Mission Realty. You can find him online at missionrealty.com. Thanks, Clayton. I'm always happy to see you in person.
You too.
Okay.